with you.
Snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous
rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This hour of radio is an eclectic mix of stuff I've been listening to, stuff that I think is important, and really cool new releases that get in. Just sort of cobbled together, and I've got a really, really great lineup today. I say that almost every week, but I really enjoy this show. I just actually want to kick off the show, as I often do, with the thing that has been with me the most this week, and for the past 7 days, certainly, it's been Kristen Control's album, Excommunicate. Kristen Control, formerly known as Dee Dee, the head of the Dum Dum Girls, she's kind of reinvented herself, and she came out with this solo album that's very, like, 80s synth pop, and I just love 80s synth pop. There's so much wonderful about it, and when it goes right, it goes so right. So I've really been enjoying it. I think it's probably going to be one of my favorite albums of the year, and I want to play one of my favorite songs from it, which is called White Street. After that, some Angel Olsen with Shut Up, Kiss Me, and a little bit of the Pack AD, and so, so much more here on Particles and Waves, so please stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
That was Yes, I Know by Vancouver Rockers, the Pack AD, off of their album Positive Thinking. I love how much teeth that song has. It's really, like, got a bite to it. It's really great. Before that, Angel Olsen with Shut Up, Kiss Me from My Woman, and at the top of the show, White Street by Kristen Control off of Excommunicate. The next couple of songs are somewhat going to talk about politics. I'm sure that everyone is very aware that in a week's time, a long international series of escalating emotional episodes is going to come to something of a climax. I have no thoughts officially on this on the air, but it has been very interesting to watch the reemergence of protest music, basically. There was a very interesting, you know, growing up in the Bush sort of administration, there was a huge amount of protest music. There was a whole album from Green Day, arguably kind of a career-killing album, because they never really recovered from the atom bomb that was American Idiot. And so, and in hindsight, it's like a really, really good album. It just got way overplayed. But it is true that musicians, artists in general, tend to lean a certain direction politically, and they tend to write music about stuff that provokes a lot of emotions. Sometimes those emotions are very, very negative, and it's a little bit more difficult to sort of write about the positive stuff that you like and or are okay with. So the really, really great stuff really only comes out when there's something of a villain on the national or international stage. And indeed, there is a there is now a villain, and there has been a really, really great series called 30 Days, 30 Songs, where they've gotten all sorts of different artists to release protest music, including by there's one song by Clipping, which is the band of one of the gentlemen who was in, up until recently, in the Broadway musical Hamilton. He played Thomas Jefferson, and it's amazing to hear him talk about this stuff. But I'm not going to play any of that. We're in Canada. Let's talk about Canadian protest music. There hasn't really been a lot in the last year or so since Trudeau took power. But I always really enjoyed some of the Harper songs that I had found. And I have found quite a few, but two of them really stand out. They're from artists that I personally enjoy anyway. And on the eve of the election last year, I actually tweeted at one of the artists, Library Voices, asking them, well, you have this song, what are you going to do with it now that Harper's no longer in power? They said, well, we're glad that, you know, it served its purpose, and hopefully we can send it off to retirement now, which was a very, very interesting perspective. And that song is called The Prime Minister's Daughter. And it's such a, oh gosh, it's such a Canadian thing. It's a scathing call against Harper's budget cuts to the arts. Because that's what Canadians do when Canadians make protest music. It takes quite a lot for us to get really, really pissed off. And there are songs in which we've gotten really pissed off. But The Prime Minister's Daughter remains one of my favorites. And it's very scathing, but it's about cuts to the CBC. So I want to play that. And then I also want to play A Song is a Weapon by Stars off of their album The North, which came out in 2012 and was very clearly, even though it never says anything about the subject, it's very clear who it's about. And if you know anything about the members of Stars, it becomes very clear who it's about. So I want to play those two songs as a sampling, if you will, of the type of protest music that we kind of got here in Canada, and to hopefully stir you to start checking out some of the other protest music that's coming out if that pleases you, because some of it's really, really good. So please enjoy The Prime Minister's Daughter by Library Voices and A Song is a Weapon by Stars.
Rachel, 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 wake up. Oh,
public trust. The century of self-help. It's a public trust. The century of self. It's a public trust. The century of self-help. It's a public trust. The century of self. It's a public trust. It's a public trust. It's a public trust.
Western Front New Music presents Wave Equation, experimental electronic music series. On November 4th, the series is hosting the concert Censored and Synthesized. Performer Marguerite Witvia dons Kieran Boomer's reactive bodysuit to create a sonic atmosphere through vocal techniques and electronics. Massey and Marina perform Brine, a dreamy soundscape combining liquid movements and collective stories of intimacy. Sarah DeVacci premieres Portrait Series, which exploits the mutual spectral identities and behaviors of the analog synthesizer and cello. For more information, visit front.bc.ca.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Part of a hell raising in your own system or something you want to get out, you want to sing about. You know, there's something wrong.
Waiting at arrivals by the baggage carousel. Time can be a tyrant, but it's always served you well. Game is just a game, and the prize is just a prize. How do you keep a straight face when you're telling all those lies? You are the one. You are the bullet in the chamber of the gun. You are the long-forgotten prodigal son. And you will be here ages after I'm gone. I can only hope to kill you with a song. Television tells me you're a father to us all. You held us in your arms and pressed our backs against the wall. What is that you're looking at? Tell me what you see. That specter in the corner looks an awful lot like me. You are the one. You are the bullet in the chamber of the gun. You are the long forgotten prodigal son. Will be here ages after I'm gone. I can only hope to kill you with a song, with a song, with a song. I can only hope to kill you with a song, with a song. I've got one shot to kill you with a song.
Quiet is that secret you keep. Still. Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
You just heard a song called Low Lays the Devil by British band The Veils off of their new album Total Depravity. Before that, A Song is a Weapon by Stars off of The North, and The Prime Minister's Daughter by Library Voices from Summer of Lust. Next up, I've got a really, really beautiful song by a Yukon artist named Rob Dixon, who actually got in touch with me, and this is something that all sorts of, if you are a musician and are think that your music would be a good fit, please definitely drop me a line, mia@particlesandwavesshow.com, because I love getting this info and discovering new artists like Rob. So he released his debut album, which is called Proof of Our Years, back in February, and he's performed at Dawson City Music Festival, Available Light Film Festival, and Breakout West. So he, lovely, lovely singer-songwriter. So I want to play a track called Not Enough from his album and then follow it up with just a big old wave of, like, crunchy synth guitar from New Madrid and Plants and Animals. So please enjoy all of that.
Will you love when you're gone? You caught me in the nick of time. And picked me up. Will you wait like I would? You don't call me, you don't even try. It's not enough. Just like a black dog, you're running against the waves. And when you grow up, you're gonna fly and carry me away.
less as I grow old. And I keep thinking what you did was right. But now I don't know how. My skin just like a wall. I can't hurt you. Or maybe just that I'm afraid to try and tell you the truth. Electric. Sound asleep. Now we're yearning for each other's eyes, through which to see. We'll be right back.
biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Sixcent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, November 1st, to see the Cut Losses, Jock Tears, and the Magic Circle.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back to the show. You just heard a song called No Worries Gonna Find Us by Plants and Animals, a Montreal band. It's off of their new album, Waltzed In From the Rumble. For that, New Madrid with Knots from Magnet King, Magnet Queen, and Rob Dixon with Not Enough from the very excellent album Proof of Our Years. Anyone who's been regularly listening to the show since I picked it up here in Vancouver may know that I've kind of fallen in love with a very literary, very, very quirky band called The Burning Hell. They have an album out called Public Library, and each one of its songs is just a fascinating journey that never, ever goes the way that you think it's going to go. So I'm going to play one of those again now. It's called Give Up. It is just hilarious and also very, very sweet and emotional, which is a lot of what The Burning Hell does. And it also amuses me because it starts off with sort of an extended meditation on Herman Melville, who is very infamously the author I will never, ever, ever read. Not out of any malice, not out of any ignorance or inability, just because he's too long. But anyway, please enjoy Give Up by The Burning Hell, and then after that, I Want to Be Here by K Slang and Beers.
In the stacks of the public library, I searched for something I was missing. I went to find number 92 in the Dewey Decimal System. That's the secret code for biographies of the famous and the infamous, from Amelia E. to Alexander the G to Mr. Christopher Columbus. But I was not after tales of pilots, kings, or genocidal sailors. Rather the story of a strange American author and one-time whaler. Herman M., that's him, the beardy bard who brought us Moby Dick. I always liked that book of his, and I wanted to learn his trick. Despite his tales of maritime adventure in the Pacific and the Atlantic, he searched his whole lifetime for a whale of his own and died with no answers, half crazy and more or less alone. My fiction ambitions took a hit with that bit of information. I mean, everybody has their own symbolic citation, but whales are weighty and some become allegorical albatrosses. So I threw away my harpoon and cut my library card and my losses. I gave up, it was time. I gave up, it's no crime. I said to myself that what I've got is good enough. I gave up, I gave up. I about August afternoon. I was taking calls in my cubicle, doing my job, dealing with disputes that people found disputable. The ringer rang, I picked it up. I heard a lady on the line. She said, meet me in the parking lot downstairs tomorrow at 9. She hung up before I answered. I sat there staring at the phone. There had been something perplexingly persuasive in her tone. So it was the next morning, found me lurking in the lot. She was leaning on a pillar like in a thriller with a predictable plot. Her pantsuit was as black as the feet of an ancient wandering mystic. Her lips looked made of metal, but it was just silver lipstick. Wordlessly, she handed me a package wrapped in brown. Her pump shoes clicked as she departed, but they didn't make a sound. You're wondering what was in the package. Trust me, I was too. It could have been poison or subversive literature for all I knew. But you could measure my pleasure with the very smallest measuring cup. It was a framed poster of a kitten saying never give up. So I gave up. What else could I do? I gave up. So would you.
I mean, who doesn't like it? It's not enough, is enough.
I gave up. I gave up. Basically boils down to blasphemy. I've had it with the power of positive thinking and the tyranny of tenacity. I can't live with stick-to-itiveness, this endless ambition. I'd rather relax and casually chant a mantra I really believe in.
I give up all of the time. I give up and I'm doing fine. Because I've got to be going when the going gets tough. I give up. I give up. All of the time, I give up, but I'm doing fine. Because I've got to be going when the going gets tough. I give up, I give up. Comes next.
comes next. I got some new words. I can see sideways. If there's a limit, hasn't found me yet.
That was Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. They got together and made an album called Case Lang Veers and a song called I Want to Be Here. And if you liked it, definitely check out the rest of the album. Before that, Give Up by the Burning Hell from Public Library, a song that kind of perfectly encapsulates what it is to be a millennial, where from the outside, it really does seem kind of frustrating to give up. But internally, there's a logic to it. Not saying that we all do that, but yeah, there's also a healthy, healthy dollop of irony in that song, which, again, I just can't help but adore. Coming into the end of my show, and the last song I want to play is by Group Love off of Big Mess, and it's called Hollywood, and it is a heartfelt shout-out to the folks who have been filming down the street from my apartment building for the past couple days. I've been walking by and seeing all of the equipment and stuff, so this one's for you, crew members of, I think, Lucifer. And thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. Please join me next week. I will have some very special guests in studio, 2 p.m., and please enjoy Hollywood by Group Love.
I've been tired. You've been gone. I've been tired. You've been gone. And it's the only thing worth knowing. It's the only thing worth knowing. And Hollywood just talks the talk, making movies round the clock. But I got something classical to keep the people wanting more. So tell me that you want me. Whoa. Tell me that you need me. Whoa, oh, oh. Tell me that.